Relationships. Oh, what a fun topic. I was talking to a good friend of mine today about a relationship that he's been in for years, and it has not been working. And the instinct for so many people is, how do I change my partner? How do I change my husband? How do I change my kid, right? How do I change my boss? And the truth is, the answer most people don't love is, I've got to change me. When I change me, those people around me must change in order to deal with me. Let me repeat that. I must change me, because when I change me, those around me must change in order to deal with me. And I'm not talking about in a manipulative type of way, that if I do this or say this, then they'll do this and then I'll feel better. It's, how can I address my own personal insecurity, my own personal self-worth issues, the stories that I tell myself over and over and over again about why this or that happened, or why they're doing this, or what I need to do to fix them, right? If we don't change us, we are going to continue to have the same issues in relationships. Even if we change relationships. In other words, many of the people that I work with, they will get out of a relationship because they think it's the relationship that is the issue, only to find themselves in another relationship that is just as dysfunctional. It's just with a different person, right? And so if anything is to change, it must be the person in the mirror. How do we do that? Well, first and foremost, we could hire a counselor or therapist. We could join a personal development group, or maybe do have a peer-led or peer accountability group where we talk about deeper rooted issues like our thoughts, our feelings, our attitudes, and our behaviors. Because so much of the way I view the world, so much of the way that I parent or husband or interact or relationship with people is rooted in dysfunctional belief systems from the past. It's rooted in, you know, the technical term is traumatic childhood experiences, right? Which is something traumatic happens, whether it was big or small, doesn't matter. But I decided something about me, something was wrong with me, that somehow I'm defective, I'm not good enough, smart enough, I don't deserve things to be different. I deserve to suffer, or maybe even I dress it up and I like to say, oh, I just like to help people. Oh, I just like to take care of people. Oh, it's okay. You know, they didn't really mean that. You know, all just a way that I can dress things up to cover up my insecurity. That if I don't start with me, I am destined to repeat the same behavior over and over and over again. So anyway, if you're hearing this, if you think of someone that needs to hear this, make sure you share it with them. I would love to encourage you to plug in somewhere, plug in with the men's group, plug in with the peer-led support group. Like if it's AA and NA with drug and alcohol addiction, ACA, adult children of alcoholics and family dysfunction, family groups like Al-Anon and Nar-Anon. In Ohio, we have a place, an organization called Family of Addicts, or some other type of support group, MKP, Landmark Recovery, Next Step, personal development groups, Tony Robbins, you know, whatever the deal is. But tap into it and do it consistently over a period of time and see what changes in your life. I love you. Holler at your boy.